Jabal, very, very tough way to lose a game because you seemed in it the whole way and it seemed close, victory seemed close enough to touch, but you just couldn't finish the job.
Yeah, man. We on defense, we had a great opportunity to win it like we did against Cincinnati. And, we stopped them early in the game and we figured out what it was doing. That fourth quarter, man, somebody just needed to rise up and make a play. I think that penalty is really what hurt us and set us back.
Yeah, you were getting some pressure on Joe Flacco and doing a good job against the run for a good portion of this game, and it seemed like you had control and the tempo, and then it all kind of got away.
Yeah, even on the start of that last drive where they still started to pick up things, I think we was good until that penalty, man. I'm not even sure. I can't wait to see the play and see what the penalty actually was, man. I see you threw it to where nobody was. I don't know what the flag was, but I think that hurt us. I mean, and they started to get momentum. The crowd died down, and, I mean, nobody stepped up and really made a play.
So you go into a bye now. You get a couple of weeks to think about this. What would you say are some of the keys maybe for this team to kind of handle the fact that, A, you lose a game like this can be very emotionally crushing, but the fact, too, that you're 2-7 at this point?
Obviously, it's going to sit on your mind a lot, man. We wanted to finish this on a great win, but, we're coming back against a good team like Dallas, and, we got more than enough time to prepare for them, coaches to go back and see what we've been doing wrong. It, obviously, watch this game and see why they ran on us so much. So, I mean, it's a great time to see what we missed in a couple games that we did lose. And just great to go forward and get your body back and bounce back.
Thank you so much.
All right, no problem.